This question 4 is very interesting. The question is, why is that my meditation could only sustain for a while? Oh, sorry, my mindfulness could only sustain for a while. And I find it very difficult to cultivate the daily mindfulness when I was working. So this was asked by a male, I remember, a man. His name is Andy. He is from Subang, I think. He likes to take photo and all those things. That time, he actually progressed quite well. So he asked me this question, then I answered him. Then I think he developed the faith. After that, he knew what to do. But after that, I didn't see him around because of certain reason that he told me, but it's okay. So I answered him, I said, when you understand what sati or mindfulness is, then you will know how to train your mind to be heedful throughout the day, and daily mindfulness can be developed and stabilized even in the midst of life while working. When I was cultivating, at that time I say it was 26 plus years ago, that was 2015. Now you add 5 more years, 31 years plus ago. Means before 1989. I was also working as a civil engineer. That time I was only 34 years old, 33 or 34 years old. And the place I worked, according to my immediate boss and my predecessor, was like a madhouse. They say that place, department, and that office, you put 10 civil engineers also not enough. There was so much work. But finally, I was able to do it despite whatever. Because I look at it, understand it, then I revamp the whole thing. I standardize a lot of those repetitive work. I started to call annual contracts so that all this repeated job need not be every job you call tender, only. So annual contract helped me to solve a lot of things. Then I standardize a lot of work practices, processes. Then I revamp the whole of the organization so that it becomes lean and it becomes effective and very hands-on. Then I can get all the activity and work that is required to be done completed in a very efficient way. I do not want things to like hang on without being resolved. So everything that comes in, we have like certain type of time frame to resolve them, unless it's a bit complicated. Otherwise, we will resolve it then. And whatever that is major, I will attend to it, I will resolve it. So that place is not easy. We have a very, very big property to take care of. All the maintenance, all the development. It's the whole university with a very big main campus, very sophisticated. There are a lot of branch campus and all those things. So within the main campus, you have so many of these faculties, all of the various faculties, science, arts, and all the other type of medical faculties, dentistry, law, engineering, and many. Even science faculty itself is so big. Then you also have all the hostels. The student hostel, they are very messy. Every hostel is about 600 students. They got 12 of them. Then we have staff quarters, academic staff. There are easily, I think, almost 800 of staff quarters. Then we have a lot of common area to take care. Then we have new project, new buildings, branch campus, all over. So it was a very massive organization where if you don't have the experience and the understanding and the mindfulness or heedfulness, you cannot handle. I was told before me, there were 7 or 8 of them. None of them work more than 3 months. And the fastest one is 1 day, after that they flow left. And a few, I think they lasted about a month or half a month. Then there was one maybe who lasted nearly 3 months. So when I went in and first reported for work, I didn't know they were betting on me. How long will I last? So those who bet against me are all lost. I end up working there for 6 over years until the year 1989 when I was ready. Then I decided to call it a day and left that place and come out to the private sector, the consultant, to test myself. So that was the place where I did my daily mindfulness. So I will explain to you, the next paragraph will explain to you. I was the head of maintenance and technical department, means development project, of the property office, a super scale post with a staff strength of 800 plus staff under me. I am fully responsible for the overall upkeep, maintenance and development of one main campus and 2 branch university campus. This job comes with a lot of responsibility and work pressure, yet I was able to develop the cultivation and my daily mindfulness was not a problem at all. So it all depends on you, and if you are sincere and serious about life, then the cultivation will take off and there will be no problem. So always remember that. Don't go and think until like, ayo, this daily mindfulness is so difficult. Impossible to be mindful. If you say that, means you lack faith, you lack understanding. If it's impossible, then how did the Buddha teach it? Then why did the Buddha teach such a teaching? You must know how to plan and organize your work well. Then you will be able to do it, like what I did. Within a period of 2 to 3 months, the whole madhouse department was transformed and I was able to settle down to do my cultivation, and soon I became quite free after I had managed to standardize into annual contracts most of the essential routine maintenance works. That was the reason why while working, I could still meditate daily. Off and on, I can still go for meditation retreat and spiritual trip, etc. with my wife and my 2 children, age 4 and 6 at that time. I followed a very strict daily religious routine and meditate very often. I will meditate early morning when I woke up, before I start work at office, at lunch break, and whenever I had free time, and before I sleep. Even during meetings, I'm also in a meditative state. So this one is not easy to do. You can be in a meditative state while having meeting, you are great. There were a lot of very interesting experiences at that time. Then later, when my daily mindfulness meditation had stabilized, I was able to meditate throughout the day and even into my sleeping moments. But I hardly sleep, and I was fully aware and awake throughout the day most of the time. So this is possible. Do not doubt, okay?